Begin the grand daf, mesech the school and daf ches. So begin the man off, begin the test master, begin the gemara, but ikat stodden. But what do you do with the sides, which are getting burnt? Which places mash mikan, sounds like from here, she'im b'shah shechita, that if at the time of the slaughtering, nikiv haveshet, that the esophagus develops a hole, kineged masha shachat, opposite an area that was already slaughtered already. Treifa, it would still make the animal into a treifa because the halacha, what do you think the Gemara is talking about over here? Have a boila meser, we wanted to make it forbidden mishum tzedadin because of the sides that already were slaughtered because after it, then the blade gets to it first and cuts it, but then the sides of the knife are hot and burning it. Ilam mishum demavrich ravach. If not for the fact that we said that it widened so that the sides are not touching it, oh, we would have said it's a treifa. But what do you mean? It's touching the sides where it already got shechted. You see, even so, that makes it into a treifa. So these two types of Nagoyim, they michva and shchin, they contaminate for 1 week, after 1 week, only if there's two signs. Besar love and the bepisyon, white here, and it expands. That's the halacha. The besayb shvur rishon, after the first week is over, mitame, it contaminates in pasa, if it expands, or if it loy pasa, or even if it didn't expand, metamaki ikasar lavan. It contaminates if it has the other sign of white hair. And v'chem b'tchilo, so too in the beginning. Metamaki ikasar lavan, it contaminates if it has white hair. Abasev shavua, but at the end of the week, it means ikasar lavan if there's no white hair, but leipas and didn't expand. Avagav damad be'enav, even though it remained as it was, but leikeya, and it didn't get lighter. Tar, it's going to be tar, meaning abashar negoim, but actually in contrast, other negoim. But yehesker pam sheinis, you have to quarantine a second time. And therefore, it says, but Lashon says kasha. The wording is a little bit difficult because the lahavli lemeimer shouldn't have said mitamin that it contaminates after 1 week. To the contrary, elamitarim, it's actually tar, and only if there's two simanim will it become tummy. Mashengu b'shan negoyim, which is not the case, but negoyim the boyheska, which actually it's not tar after 1 week, even though it's not tummy, would require quarantine again. You're right. That's exactly what the halach is being said. Mitame b'sar lavan u b'pisyon dafka. That yet it's mitame b'shvur echad if it has one of these two signs. Avali e ain't sar lavan v'le pasa. But if there's no white here or if it didn't expand and it didn't expand, avagav d'leke. Even if it did not get lighter, tar, it's going to be tar. Then it says masal the beginning of the words gemara b'chamit tveria and the hot waters of Tiberias. Or anything that's not because of fire, which says it's bothered, and that's what he's coming to address. He says, "Afilu Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi, the Chashav Leib Perikakir that he considers in Shabbos of Lametes Madalv told us, or he considers the hot water baths of Tiberias of Tveria actually consider a derivative of fire, Mishum the Mechalfa Pesach Diganim, because it passes by the opening of Purgatory, which is the actual fire, and therefore it's actually considered as told us a ha'or, and not like what our Gemara is saying that." It's not from fire. So it says, Shemekano Yemoida, maybe here he would agree, because the need in the discussion is Mishum Shchin, because of Shchin, Veloy Mishum Michva, and Kivin the High or Bede Shemaim, since ultimately, even if you'll consider fire, it's fire through heaven, it wouldn't be considered a regular fire to be considered as something which has to qualify for the nega that has to come through. A fire to be considered as a mikvah. For that, it wouldn't be. It would be shchin, yeah, because it gets heated up. And therefore, it could be he would agree in this case. Like this, Master, to begin with the Gemara, motelishchot, but okay, that you let us slaughter with it, because makalkalhu, it didn't do any really good service for Avodah Zarah. So it says, really? You're actually liable regarding the halachas of Shabbos, kebeshechet, b'shabbos, b'chutz, l'avodas kachavim. When you slaughtered on Shabbos outside for idolatry, Mishum Tikkun Koldu, because ultimately there was some Tikkun, the Tikkun Lohitzi Medev Menachai, which although obviously there was prohibited, but you ultimately did some Tikkun that it's not anymore a limb from a living creature, so you see that it is considered a Tikkun. So it says, no, Shani Shabbos, the halachas of Shabbos is different, and that's why Yechayev for doing a malacha on Shabbos, because the malacha is machshevas as a Torah. The Torah makes it forbidden, a calculated malacha. So we keep in church, tikkun porto. So since there is some type of remedy, although there's definitely a huge kilkul over here, as we're saying here in our Gemara, but ultimately, because he did it for Avodah Zarah, but ultimately, there is some remedy that it's not even malachai. So chashem malachas machsheva. So if it's considered a calculated malacha, shalakach neskaven. That's what he had in mind. Av bishal kukuli yasal tikkun. You're right. Although what made it worse is more than what it made it better. regarding having benefit from idolatry, no, that's not considered having benefit. You do cost-benefit analysis. The costs are more than the benefit. It's not considered having benefit. And therefore, for our sugi, it's considered makalkul, but in the sugi Masech L'Shabbos, it's considered misakin, because that qualifies for Malachas Mach Shabbos. Next to Masla, beginning with the Gemara, which belongs in Amud Beis, Shlib Nebu'ur, that you have to go ahead and kasher it by whitening it in the fire. Which tastes bothered. He says, what do you do at the end of the Zohar of Ayin Hema Beis? Sakin, if you have a non-kosher knife, shafa bakarka be tahira. Okay, stick it in the ground, and it becomes kosher. Because the sakin needs a bakarka as a pump, it's enough to stick it in the ground 10 times, and that gets off whatever's on the surface of the knife. And beloy boy in Liban, and you don't have to go and do this kashering of Liban, which is firing up on the hot fire directly, which whitens it. So the Taz says, yeah, hainu lachter but tzainin. That's only if you want to cut it cold. Could you come house and begamar, like the Gemara says over there. But so that's enough, just whatever is on the surface. V'acha the muki law, but here when we're saying kishlib nebu'ur, when you heat up in the fire, that's kedei liyashiv to resolve. I feel like, hey, based on shchiter reisech, even like the Gemara understands that the place of when you slaughter, it gets heated up, so that when something gets a treif in the, when it's through heat, then you have to kasher it through heat, which is liban. But then it says, it's a wonder, because the mashmach, it sounds like over here, okay, the boy liban, that, okay, if to kasher a non-kosher knife that was on from heat, it needs a very high level of kasher called liban, that it has to get so hot that it gets white, the metal. That we learned, hashvudim, the spits, vaskalois, and the grills, vasakinim, and the knives, that you have to heat up in the fire. So you see that knives require liban. It says taste of attainment is wonder, because the parakal shown the Gemara Pesachon of Lama Beis Mashman sounds like the saga about Gullah. It's enough with a lower level kashrut called Hagullah, which is that you heat it up in hot water, which is much less than the temperature of fire itself. The Kama with the Gemara says, Hani sakin the pesach heichavdin luhu. Hari kashrut knives to use for Pesach, which they're not viable because they have chametz inside of them. A maskin and we come out, Hilchas Halacha is, both the handle and the blade is with hot water. So you see, all you need is hagolo. By Rabbi Tam, it says yesh l'chalik. There's a difference. Kabi chametz by chametz mishum deheter bala, because although now you can't have chametz, but when it absorbed it was a permissible thing all year round. Chametz is okay, and therefore, even though now for Pesach it would be a problem, it has a lower level of kashering of getting it out. We find the Gemara making such a differentiation at the end of Bitzor, the Vayin Vam and Alf. Avgav, the Hashtu, the Beli, Havisura, although now the absorbed tastes are prohibited, but at the time when the Kachim were absorbed in the vessel, then it was permissible. So it doesn't require such a high level of kashering. Although he himself makes such a differentiation, Rav Ashi still says, but for me, that I for Pesach, I made new ones. But why? Because he was just being stringent on himself. I mean, there it seemed, the Masik, this study comes out, that the loch is that, you know, it's enough just with hot water. That was actually his conclusion. And his stringency was mentioned first, and that was just his stringency. Now, another approach of Ben Tam says, is the hocho, that actually our Gemara over here with the Sefta, that says, yes, it has to do Liban, that's Ayri Besakinim Gedoilim. Those are large knives. Shatil ben Basr, that they roast meat with it. Avav Tashmisha De'aur, so you're literally using right over the fire. Lachi bay Liban, that's why you have to do this kashering of Liban. But Deganamin, actually it's precise, because the Kachashav Lubat Tesefta, what's in that list that the Tesefta mentioned? About the Shafuddin Vaskalois with the spits and shish kebab and grills, those are things used directly over the fire. Ah, Sakina the Pischa, but the Gemara that was talking about the knives of Pesach, those are small knives. And small knives are not used directly over the fire, so that doesn't have to be kashered with Liban. It's enough with Agolah, because that's the most that it would be used in not on the fire itself. Now, these old knives that we buy from non-Jews, now, when you buy for the non-Jew, you have to kasher with Liban. Why? Because the norm of the non-Jews, they actually use the knives to fix their candles, that it has fallow, these non-kosher fats that it's burning with. and therefore it's directly over hot fire of non-kosher. They also use it to turn over meat directly on the coals and they cut it, so therefore it's used over the fire itself. But Rabbein Tamay, he actually said, no, given in Ikat Hashmish Lakach, since it's not the prime utility of these small knives, Lichashin, they were not concerned, Dilmas Rami, but Avrach, that maybe it happened that he used it for this, and it would not require Liban. But moreover, Philis Rami, Bishtamish, by the Ur, and even if it happened that it happened that had been used over the fire, Sagibakal, it's still enough to kasher without Gala. Why? Interesting. He says like this, the Chomash HaSeifel Liflit, whatever it's going to end up emitting, Ade Reischin, by when you heat it up, when you use it, let's say, with your hot meat on your plate, pilot bagol rishayin, whatever, it already emitted that, because we don't use it over the fire itself, so it already emitted that when you kashered it with the equivalency when you did hagala, which is the same thing in hot water, because we don't use our knives over the fire, so it's never going to emit on such a high temperature. But since it's in the deed, that's not a precise point. Because the Dilma may be given from the Shtamash by the Or, since it was originally used by the non-Jew over the fire itself, that means it never gets emitted, the non-kosher, from the walls of that Kli with Hagala, but Liban without doing Liban. And therefore, Pele Tamit, Bechala Galaisav, and therefore, actually, every time, yeah, Hagala, it's not going to take out a certain amount. It's every time you do Hagala, which means use it with not on the fire, not over fire itself directly, just through a medium of, let's say, hot water, it's continuously be emitting that. And whatever you're going to be using the knife for, it's going to be having non-kosher taste coming out. Midav kli cheres, just like we find by earthenware vessel. The leisagili bagala, it's not enough for agala. I'm alone. We don't say what I mean. Komasha also livloid. Whatever's going to end up emitting poilet bagala is going to emit it by the first time. No, in the end, it never leaves and always comes out a little bit, and therefore it's not an option to just do agala. Even though we're only going to use it for agala type of temperatures, it doesn't make a difference. It's always going to come out a little bit.